Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, that they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest and click on the Register to be a Guest link. Excuse me. If you are thinking about having your own show, there is information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. And press option number one, connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option one. You can also message me on Facebook or Twitter. The Facebook is alan.simberg. Twitter is Alan Simberg, at Alan Simberg, and also on the Tough Talk Radio Network. My guest today is Wendy Olivares. Wendy is a proud Latina entrepreneur, author, columnist, search consultant, motivational speaker, and career mentor. She is founder and CEO of Olivares & Company, Incorporated, a prominent full-service legal search firm specializing in the recruitment of intellectual property attorneys and partners in New Jersey since 2001. Wendy brings 31 years of combined hands-on experience in intellectual property law firms and attorney placement worldwide. She is an honorary recipient of the Jersey City's 15th Annual 2013 Women of Action Award, given by City Hall Jersey City and Mayor Healy. Wendy also holds a Master's of Science degree, magna cum laude in Human Resources Management, and a Postmaster's Certification in Career Development and Planning from the New School in New York City. Wendy's recently published book titled Let's Play Chess, Succeed in Your Game of Life and Business by Playing Chess, From Pawn to Queen, was written to inspire, mentor, and motivate girls and women to believe in their abilities and to achieve their goals by playing chess. The foreword of the book was written by Ruth I. Haring, who is the president of the United States Chess Federation, in support of Wendy's ideas and intentions. A Spanish version of Let's Play Chess will be available online this fall, and she has also created a Chess for Success training program and a children's book series. And now let's welcome Wendy to the show. Hello, Wendy, and welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, Dr. Simberg. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping a listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Yes. Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Manhattan, and I've lived in New Jersey for the past 24 years. And growing up, I attended public schools in Manhattan, and my father taught me how to play chess when I was 14 years old. And I've been playing for the past 35 years. So if you do the math, I'm 50. But it's, you know, it's that ability to play chess for fun all of these years that has really enabled me to be the thinker and planner and strategist that I am today, you know, including the entrepreneur and the small business owner I am.
one of the things I'd like to ask you about is I find that the title of your book is very interesting. I wonder if you'd give us a little background in terms of how you kind of came to entitling the book the way you did.
Well, the title, the full title, Let's Play Chess, Succeed in Your Game of Life and Business by Playing Chess from Pawn to Queen, really represented the total package of the messages that I'm trying to send out to women worldwide. In other words, the word chess itself is a play on two words, she for female and the game chess. Now, chess also is an all-encompassing term created to represent your game of life. Like you have the chessboard and the chess game. You have chess, your game of life, and your life board. Now, I provide tips and guidelines basically on how to succeed in life as well as business development by playing chess. And the metaphor from pawn to queen represents a very powerful message, which is inherent in part three of the book. And that really just simply means that the pawn piece in the chess set is the weakest piece, for example, but it's the only piece promotable to a queen, a rook, a bishop, or a knight. But for purposes of my book, I specifically focus on promotion from pawn to queen, which the queen happens to be the most powerful piece. Now, in chess, your game of life, if that is true, then every female born into the world is considered a pawn in life. And only she can promote herself to something more. Only she can promote herself to, for example, a queen status in life or in business. In other words, if you are a receptionist at a company and you have secret dreams to start your own business, then you would be considered at that point a pawn in life. But as you go through the motions and the process of strategizing, setting, and accomplishing the goal, the ultimate goal, actually, to start your business, then you would be now considered a queen in business because now you've actually taken on the powerful role, if you will, of empowering yourself by way of, setting and accomplishing your goals. Now, all of this occurs because you are taking advantage of the skill sets that are inherent in that fascinating board game chess. And the skills...
That's just what I was going to ask you, but right ahead. No, that's good. You're following my line of reasoning.
Okay. Well, the skill sets that I was going to refer to more particularly are focus and memorization, pattern recognition, facing your opponent, anticipating your opponent's next move, experiencing the constant element of change that occurs throughout the game. No two chess games are ever the same. And that's the beauty of chess. You can memorize what each piece does, and you can memorize a few of the openings, middle games, and endings, but at the end of the day, that element of change is so constant that it keeps the game exciting. There are other very outstanding skill sets that I'd like to mention as well, and those are relative to your intellectual capabilities. In other words, your logical thinking skills, analytical reasoning, critical thinking, spatial-visual reasoning skills. Now, these are critical because without being able to think clearly and plan and strategize and formulate tactics to attack and protect your king in the game of chess, then you're not going to be successful at playing. These skill sets are very important, and they are actually the same exact skills that we utilize in our everyday thinking, in our daily activities. how we think, react to things, and how we plan things. But by playing chess, women would be developing their intellectual weaponry, which is what I like to call it. And so really that's the gist of it.
And it also sounds like flexibility would be a very important skill for a person to have. Being
mm-hmm.
able to move amongst all those skill sets and intellectual capabilities to
yes.
meet the specific circumstance.
Right. Flexibility is something that is something that you learn and you adapt to. A lot of people are very rigid in their ways of being, I think. And so flexibility for women, it would be essential for them to, and important for them to have a flexible attitude, if you will, in whatever they do. Because if you're too set in your ways, then you don't leave room for change. You don't, you know, the message really is about accepting who you are, knowing what your strengths and weaknesses are, but at the same time being flexible about learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the inherent message as well in the book. You know, Let's Play Chess really is an inspiration for women of all ages and backgrounds to learn to play chess, transfer those skill sets into life and business development. It's a tool that will educate you to become better than what you are today. Especially, it's a mindset, really. It's really what the mindset is flexible. It engages you in a new intellectual and logical game. And you are learning to, wow, it's just incredible. The way you think and plan and react to things and even solve your problems, including making decisions, is relevant to the chess game because it's exactly the same skills.
Now, if someone comes to you
yes.
and if they've never learned to play chess,
mm-hmm.
do you basically teach the underlying premise and guidelines? Do you have to teach them a little bit about playing chess before
mm-hmm.
they can really benefit from what you're going to be telling them?
Yeah, I think it's relative to the individual having a willingness to learn. But if they don't want to learn, it's okay. Because as long as they understand the nature of the game and the skills that are important in that game, I think they'll be able to get the full message from pawn to queen. Because that's really the core message of the book, is empowering yourself through chess. And if they don't want to learn, because, you know, there's some women that are just absolutely not interested in learning chess. And that's fine. That's fine. But at least have that open mind and be flexible about understanding the nature of the game so that you at least can make reference to the analogy that I make in the book and understand it and appreciate what the messages are.
Now,
so,
I understand.
As,
mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done.
No, as far as me teaching them, yeah. I mean, one of the things when I was first writing the book that I was concerned about was, do I provide the intro and the basics of chess, or should I have them put the book down? I didn't want you to put the book down and refer to another intro to chess book. I wanted to provide my reader with a very convenient way to have your tools on hand. In other words, first part of the book is the very basics of chess, which are exactly in line with the U.S. Chess Federation's rules. And so, I'm grateful for Ruth Herring because she's the president of the U.S. Chess Federation, and she also provided some professional, tips in that particular part of the book, the first part. So yeah, it would be important to teach them the basics of chess so that they can fully appreciate the overall messages inherent in the book.
Well, so far, I'm really, really quite interested in all that you've said. We need to go to commercial break. And we'll pick up from this point when we come back.
Okay, great.
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease a home? Whether you're ready to complete your first transaction or you're a seasoned investor, Imagine Realty has qualified realtors ready to help you fulfill your real estate needs. Imagine Realty International is a boutique brokerage that specializes in customer service. We market properties from all over the world to people all over the world. Visit us on the web at ImagineRealtyInternational.com or call our office at 832-444-3263. Imagine Realty International, making dreams come true.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting, and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg. And before we went to commercial break, I was speaking with my guest, Wendy Oliveris, and we were talking about her book, Let's Play Chess, Succeed in Your Game of Life and Business by Playing Chess from Pawn to Queen. And we were learning an awful lot about how the game of chess and the underlying guidelines of how to play chess can really be a roadmap to leading your life and being successful not only in relationships but in business. And, Wendy, one of the questions I had as you were talking was, we have been focusing a lot on how this book and how what you teach people can help them. And we were talking about it more from a female point of view. I'm wondering, do you think men can benefit from this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the only reason why the book is dedicated to women of all ages and backgrounds is because there's only 3% of women competing professionally in chess worldwide. And since that's such an extremely low percentage, I felt that perhaps the target market really would, who would truly benefit the most would be the women, because we're not playing. There's not enough women playing. I mean, clearly, if we had enough women playing, we certainly would have more scientists and engineers and innovators and inventors in the world. But we don't, so that's really why. But men certainly and boys clearly can benefit from the book's wisdom, absolutely. And I welcome that. I love it.
So it's really interesting that your focus is really about a game plan for life, and it's really a way to improve almost every aspect of your life. And I'm kind of wondering, when someone comes to you, what sort of format or procedure do you follow? Like, for example, is there any sort of an analysis that you conduct of the person? Do you have them fill out any paperwork that maybe gives you any sort of a clue as to maybe what their chess playing style might be, and kind of just how do you kind of get an upfront perspective on the people that come to you for help?
That's an excellent question. Generally, when I meet someone, when I meet a woman who is interested in my book and you know, hiring me as a coach, what I do is I have a good hour conversation. I need to understand who she is, how she thinks, and how she expresses herself. And that's important because in my book I talk about the two types of chess players. And, you know, there's the offensive and then there's the defensive player. So just like there is in chess, one is more aggressive, in other words, and one is less aggressive. And so the offensive, obviously, is the more aggressive person in life. She's more assertive in her decision-making process. She's more confident or appears to be more confident. And the defensive chess player is the type that would be perhaps more a little bit shy, soft-spoken perhaps. But both types of chess players and individuals in real life are on the same page with their mindset. They're both seeking self-improvement in some form or another. And that's really important. Now, after that hour conversation, we have a process where we can do it two different ways. We can focus on individual private chess classes, and then we build from there, and it becomes more of a consultative procedure. Or I can refer them to another research, another resource for them to further grow their goals. It depends on the individual's requests and needs. But overall, I mentor women to not only believe in their abilities, but I inspire them to start setting and accomplishing their goals through chess, your game of life.
Now, if you refer them to a different...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you just dropped out for a moment.
Oh, okay. I'll just repeat the question.
Yes.
I thought, uh-oh.
No.
No, I know. I understand. No, you were saying that you sometimes refer to other resources, and I was just wondering what types of resources you might be referring a person
to. Okay, excellent question. Sometimes individuals have – I am not a psychologist, and sometimes individuals have very serious personal problems. And I'm not qualified for that because that's not what I specialize in. So that's one instance of me referring that individual to be, you know, to deal with someone else who can handle what their situation is. In other words, if the individual comes to me and says, I loved your book and I want to learn how to play chess, okay, we can do that, and I can also mentor you to start a business. I can coach you in that. But sometimes you have individuals that are really, they want to utilize my skill sets as a therapist, if you will, and I'm not a therapist per se. Do you understand?
Yes,
and
I do.
That's just, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen often. Maybe once or twice it's occurred, but that would be an instance where I would refer that individual to someone else that is outside of the scope of what my goals are here.
So I think something that's really important for the listening audience to hear from what you're saying is that you don't see yourself as having all the answers. You can help people who come to you that are appropriate to the skills that you have, but you also can help them to get assistance from other resources.
Absolutely.
Which is really excellent because, you know, very often people will go for help, and if the person that they go to cannot help them, it's like, well, now what do I do? And that person might say, I don't know.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful point you're making because I feel that when someone comes to me for advice, I need to listen very carefully. I need to be sympathetic and empathic. I need to be able to understand their situation. And although I am not a psychologist, which I would, if I had studied that field, I think I would be just absolutely great at it. But,
I think so too.
But it's important. We're human beings. And when I work with women to mentor them to start a business, there's a lot of issues that come into play that surface. And so I need to be able to professionally sort out what benefit that individual can get from me. And if I cannot fulfill their need at that moment, then I would refer that person to someone who I strongly feel would be a good fit for her. And that's where that, you know, being able to, it's a resource. I have invaluable resources. And one of the things that I try to do is help someone as best as possible. And that's rare to find nowadays. I mean, it really is. I mean, it really is.
Yes, and I really think that the service you provide is really high level because although it's based to a certain extent on science and a certain theory, there's also that human quality in there.
Yeah.
Which I think really can help the clients who come to you to feel relaxed and open to things that you have to
say. Absolutely. Absolutely. Chess does not promise or guarantee success for anyone. The book is written to inspire and motivate you to jumpstart in setting your goals and accomplishing your goals in whatever it is in your life. And I simply encourage you to become a better thinker, problem solver, and decision maker in your personal life and even in business development to learn to play chess. Because you will be, in playing chess, you are developing your intellectual capabilities. And, you know, one of the interesting things to me is that when I mentor someone and I talk about the book, this book represents me and my life challenges. That is why I'm able to so passionately talk about it and so passionately represent someone and help someone or mentor someone. Because I've been there, done that. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to lose certain things in life, to make bad decisions or stupid decisions, knowing that it was wrong. But just like a game of chess, you make mistakes, and even if you lose the game, what you learn ultimately from that is you lose with grace and dignity. And you accept your losses and you move on from that. And you learn from your mistakes and you get up, you dust yourself off, and you keep going regardless of what is in your way.
Yep, I agree. We have just about 2 minutes left.
Yes.
I want to give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience
Yes.
your contact information, and if there's any other last thought that you would like to give them.
Okay, well, I have a book website that's www.playchess.com, and all of my Twitter and all the other social media links are on that website, as well as how you can purchase the book online worldwide. The book is being sold at Barnes & Noble in 4 New York stores. Also, and my email address is info@playchess.com. That's the best way to reach me. And I'd like to leave the listeners with one last thought, and that is think, plan, react. Be the chess player, not the chess piece, from pawn to queen.
That's really excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
It's my pleasure.
I think the information you provided is really valuable, and I really want to encourage anyone to contact you and follow up on this interview with you.
Yes, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my second guest of the afternoon.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life-Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My second guest today is Sandy Roselman. Sandy is a wellness coach who helps people dealing with chronic pain and has facilitated a support group through the American Chronic Pain Association during the past 3 years. She has experienced pain related to fibromyalgia for many years and suggests natural ways her clients can be successful in managing their pain. As a chronic pain management coach, she discusses many topics in her groups, including breaking the cycle of pain, pain versus suffering, and reclaiming your power over pain. Sandy also meets individually with clients. Her mission is to empower people who live with chronic pain through awareness. She has articles published in the American Chronic Pain Association's Monthly Chronicle and in the Pain Action Newsletter on dealing with breakthrough pain and flare-ups. In addition, Sandy has facilitated workshops at senior centers and community centers speaking on mindfulness and has been a presenter at Holistic Fairs. She has authored 3 books, You're Gonna Laugh, Who Said Jews Aren't Funny, and Politics is a Joke. Sandy is currently writing the 4th and final book of the series, which is due out soon, and it contains past topics, experiences, and personal stories regarding her support group that reflect the helpfulness of her approach. And now let's welcome Sandy to the show. Hello, Sandy, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Alan. Wow, this is your introduction. I could just leave now. That was awesome. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Well, to be honest, growing up really didn't contribute to what I've experienced to date. It really started in the early 2000s when I was forced to retire due to chronic pain. I was unable to work. And my journey began there. It started, I think, with most people that develop chronic pain or any kind of pain. You become depressed, angry, upset because you can't do the things you used to do. And I continued to go through those cycles. I was very depressed. And I found a doctor who supported me in my holistic view of healing, and from there, I started to do a lot of research, thank goodness, to the internet, and was able to find a lot of information, natural things that contributed to pain that I had no idea had anything to do with pain. It seems that, you know, when something hurts, all of your energy goes to that pain. In my case, it was all over my body, so I really, my brain wasn't focused on anything but pain. And you can't think about anything, and you don't realize that your lifestyle and other things that you do on a day-to-day basis add to your pain. And by changing those things and acknowledging them, being aware of them, and getting some information about what you can do to stop those episodes of pain and pain webs and flows, and it flares up, and you know, some days are better than other days. If you understand what might have precipitated that pain and that flare up, you can stop it the next time that you start to feel the pain. To address your beginning of your question, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, lived here my entire life. I have 3 children and 4 grandchildren, and so I'm going backwards, actually. But my basic focus is on pain and sharing what I've learned over the years to assist other people in dealing with their pain in a positive way. And I have several different ways that I approach that when I deal with my group and my support group and also in individual coaching.
Okay. And I'm wondering, you know, when you first started having this pain and, you know, you did see at least one or two professionals, from what you remember, how did they explain your situation to you?
Oh, they didn't. They just wanted to give me drugs. The situation was not explained. All the information that I gleaned was from the internet, and I had to pick and choose what really affected me and what applied to me and what I could use. It was like a menu. When you go into a restaurant, you don't order everything on the menu. You pick and choose what you like and what, you know, what you've tasted before. So when I started doing my research on the internet, I looked at each thing and I went, oh, let me try this. This resonates in my mind as something I could possibly do. And if it worked, fine. If it didn't, I tried something else. And over the years, I've incorporated all of these things. Everything that I teach and coach on, I have done, I have worked with, I have personally experienced. And I feel that I have a lot of credibility in dealing with pain, whereas someone who has never experienced pain really, really can't relate to what it's like living with chronic pain.
Now, you know, we hear the term chronic pain quite often. Could you just explain a little bit what your understanding is of chronic? Like, what does it mean to have chronic pain?
Chronic pain to me is pain all the time at some point. It ebbs, like I said before, it ebbs and flows. Some days I can feel better than other days. And it's interesting because yesterday I tore a ligament in my knee. So I'm experiencing acute pain, and it isn't cute. I have acute pain in my knee. I'm in a brace, and it's a different kind of pain, and it's dealt with in a different way. But it's still the awareness, and you know, you just need to give that kind of pain time. But when you have chronic pain of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, some of the other, I'm not familiar with all of them, but when you have chronic pain, it's a daily struggle. It's a daily something you deal with every single day, and some days it's one part of the body, some days it's another, or sometimes it's more intense in one part of your body than another, but it's pretty much all the time. And being aware of when it's not affecting you as seriously is really important, because then you can kind of figure out, why is my pain less today than it was the other day? And a lot of times, and my awareness is really, really high, and I can go and say, wow, I had a really good night's rest last night. I slept really well for a good full 8.5 hours, and that's why I feel good today. So I'm going to try and work on having some activity that will, so that I will be fatigued enough at night to get a good night's rest. And that was my healing grace, was beginning to get a good cycle of sleep, because while you're asleep, you heal. And that was one of the aspects that I instruct on, and one of the most important ones, actually, is rest. and good, nourishing, restful, restorative sleep is one of the most important aspects of getting rid of the pain and starting to heal.
To help the listening audience to get a sense of how you actually work with people, when someone comes to you and asks you for assistance, lets you know that they're in chronic pain, how do you start out with them? Like, is it basically a conversation? Do you do assessments? How do you get a sense of what they're all about and what their needs are?
Good question, Alan. I don't go with an agenda. I know a lot of counselors, coaches go with a questionnaire and go through all these formalities, and I've seen them and done them, and I really just go and we talk. And I want to find out what their lifestyle is like. What do they do? What is their stress level? What is their nutrition? How do they sleep? What are their relationships? What are the things that, and where is their pain? It's interesting because the people in my support group, and I usually come with some kind of a topic, but a lot of times it goes to what the needs are of the group at the time. But I don't even know what the pain is in my clients a lot of the times. That's not one of my questions. What hurts? Why are you in pain? What's your pain? I don't really need to know the specifics because I'm dealing with it from a different area, from a different place than a doctor would. You know, your knee hurts, here's an injection, here's a pill. It's different with how I deal with pain. And you mentioned in my intro that I work with the cycle of pain. And then I've come up with breaking the cycle of pain. So there are two different methods that I start with. The cycle of pain, I start by telling people what contributes to pain that they're not aware of. A lot of times you don't even know what you don't know about your pain. And once we identify the pain, what is causing the pain and the cycle of pain, I ask that person, where in this cycle of pain can you take control of one of the places? Because in a cycle, it's a circle. And if you can break that cycle, if you can put a break in that circle, you can begin to heal. And then I give them tools in the breaking the cycle of pain on what they can do to continue this process and to begin to heal and take charge of your life. My whole premise is reclaiming your power over pain and taking away, you know, when you go to a doctor, you give away your power. When, you know, give me a pill, give me a shot, you're giving away your power. And we have a lot of power in controlling our own pain levels, not curing our pain, but we can control our pain levels incredibly. I'm doing it. I do it every day. And it's not easy. It's work. It's every day something I have to deal with. And if they're willing to put in the work and believe that they will get well, they will.
So part of what I'm hearing you saying is that you don't focus on the symptom, which is the pain, but you focus more on the solutions of how to manage the pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it also sounds like from what you were saying is that people get more relief and quicker and long-term by looking at the whole picture as opposed to just saying, I don't want to hurt right now. Okay, good, I took a pill. Now I'm not hurting. I'm better.
That's the main mindset of most people now. Give me a pill and I'll go about my business because it is a busy world and they've got to go to work or they've got to take care of the kids or they have to go shopping and they don't want to deal with the headache. But just a few minutes of relaxation techniques or just changing a posture. There's so many different tools, and headache is not one that I really deal with. That's not a chronic pain issue. That's a momentary issue that unless it's a migraine, and I haven't dealt with that honestly. But I do deal with bodily pain on a regular basis with my clients and myself. And working with breaking the cycle has really been incredibly successful. I can give you some examples if we have time about the cycle of pain and breaking the cycle.
Well, how about if we hold that thought for a moment because we're almost coming up on a commercial break.
Okay.
We'll go to commercial now, and then we'll pick up right from that point when we come back.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Someone special, someone who is ready and willing to listen, someone who will allow you to share your own personal story. That someone is Linda Ballesteros. Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros is an extraordinary forum for empowerment, a safe, warm, and welcoming environment for heartfelt discussions. Networking strategist, motivational speaker, self-improvement advocate, and author, Linda Ballesteros is engaging and approachable. She helps others realize their self-worth and develop their true potential. Get to know and love Linda like so many others who have already experienced the positive, caring atmosphere she cultivates and encourages. She seeks to help people open the gateway to their ultimate self and explore what is possible together. Linda deeply understands the unique person that you are. Discover the energy. Discover the exuberance. Discover Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros. Find out more at powertalkwithlindaballesteros.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life-Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg. And before we go to Sandy Roselman, who's we went to break, we were starting to talk about the cycle of pain and how to break that cycle, and you were about to give us some what I consider to be very valuable information.
Thank you. The cycle of pain I've created, and I've created this from from working with people and finding out from them what it is that contributes to their pain. And these are some of the aspects of that cycle. There's muscle tension when you have pain. And you get that muscle tension from stress. And your pain is your stress. So it makes it very difficult to conquer stress if pain becomes your stress. And when you're stressed and you have muscle tension, you limit your activity because it hurts. It hurts to move. So your limited activity contributes to your non-restorative sleep at night. You can't sleep if you haven't done anything all day. And when we're in pain, we tend to want to just lay around all day because it hurts to move, and that's the worst thing to do. And when you don't have restorative sleep, you're tired the next day, and that fatigue leads to depression. And you have muscle stiffness, and you have, and when you're tired, when you wake up and you're still fatigued and you feel lousy and you're in a lot of pain, you don't eat well. You pick up the bread and the cookies and the candy, things that are comfort foods. And you know from what you do that nutrition is a huge part. And we talk about a lot about an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, those are the things that have contributed to the cycle of pain. And it goes both ways. And there's a lot of others that I haven't talked about because they need a lot more explanation. One of them is stories and beliefs. Our parents had this or that disease, so we automatically think we're predisposed to get that disease. And just worrying about it our entire lives can contribute to that having that disease manifest itself, you know, in our bodies. So, you know, stories and beliefs, we need to change our stories. In breaking the cycle of pain, the things that have worked for me that have been huge in working for me is, number one, managing stress. And we're covered with stress constantly. It's all around us all the time. And we need to find a way to deal with it in a positive way. Instead of carrying it around with us all day because someone cut us off in traffic, we can just bless them that they didn't hit us and that they're on their way and that we were safe and our car brakes worked, and go on with a smile on her face instead of going to work and saying, oh, my God, you should have seen this creep that almost cut me off, and you carry it all day long. And that stress just builds in our body and adds to our pain. Another one is distraction. Finding something you love to do, and, you know, trying to do things that are pleasant to do, whether it's going out to lunch with a friend or just chatting on the phone with someone, or you have a hobby, or getting out and walking or being with nature. Finding a distraction is huge. Laughter, you've introduced my books. I'm huge on laughter. And compiling and writing my books was huge in my recovery. It was my huge distraction, number one, putting them together. And the laughter and the creating the laughter and people that have bought my books or people have given my books to that are laughing, I know are healing. And I've given them as gifts to people who are recuperating from surgeries. And I know that laughter is huge and that works. Another is movement. Water exercises in warm water are what I do it all the time. I always say if it hurts, move it. Because it means it's stiff and it's not lubricated, and you need to keep moving that part of your body. And a lot of times just to walk, swinging your arms gently. I'm not talking movement running a marathon if that's not what you're used to doing. I'm just talking if it moves, move it and keep it moving, and it will it won't hurt as badly. I mentioned nutrition, using heat or ice, whichever feels good to you, a warm bath, a hot tub, all these things are useful in breaking the cycle of the pain that you have. Habits, bad habits, overeating, smoking, too much drinking, things like that can add to it also. They initially feel good and relax you, but in the long term, they're not helpful in breaking the cycle of pain. So these are just some of the things that I touch on. And what I do is each week elaborate on one or two of these aspects to give people more tools rather than just throwing them out and saying this helps. I go in and I elaborate on why it helps and what you need to do and give you more information on nutrition, give you more information on movement, things like that.
And something that I want to mention in addition to all the different tools and techniques that you've just elaborated on, which obviously shows that you use a comprehensive approach with everyone that comes to you, which basically means there's a very high potential for everyone who comes to see you to have some relief. And like you said, there's no guarantee there will be. There's no guarantee about how much. But by all the different areas that you address, it's highly likely that someone will benefit from seeing you. And one of the other things I wanted to mention in relation to all that is I have three of your books.
Yes.
You're Gonna Laugh, Who Said Jews Aren't Funny, and Politics is a Joke.
Yes.
And a couple of nights ago, I can't say I was feeling depressed, but I was feeling sort of like a little bit blah.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? When I think about Sandy Rosalman, I think about somebody with a really kind sense of humor. You know what? I'm going to pick up those books, and I'm going to go through them. Just sort of see what kind of an effect they can have on me. And I tell you, Sandy, I was rolling. I was just rolling, listening, just reading those stories. And it was like, I didn't want to go to bed. And I said, my God, I can't just laugh all night. I got to get some sleep. But I want to tell you, they're put together in a way that they're not offensive at all. And it really helps us to get a view of life that makes us laugh at it in a way that makes it more manageable as opposed to being judgmental. And I just really wanted to acknowledge all that you've done with those three books.
Wow, thank you. That's the highest compliment. Thank you so much, Alan.
Also, I wanted to know a little bit, because we're coming towards the end of the interview, I wanted to see if you could tell us a little bit more about your fourth book, perhaps if you already have a title for it, just so the listening audience can be on the lookout for it.
Okay, I'd love to. It just went into production, and it's going to be called You're Gonna Laugh Your Tail Off, and it's titled that because it's all animal humor, and it's, I think, am I funny? I mean, they're all funny to me. I read them and I still laugh at my own stuff. But You're Gonna Like a Tail Off should be out by the end of the year. It's already listed on my website, but there's no information on it yet. And wow, thank you so much for that. That makes me so happy, because that's my whole purpose, is to engage people in laughter, because we need stuff to laugh about, especially politics and everything. And when I did it, I didn't know why I was putting these together. They had been things I'd been saving and keeping for many, many, many years. And I put it together mainly so my kids wouldn't think, you know, would find these and throw them all away after I'm gone. I wanted them in a book, and I did it for myself, found a publisher, and the rest is history. And I'm very proud of what I've done, and thank you for acknowledging that.
Okay, well, you know, one of the other things I'd like to add is that, you know, we all, just in terms of basic psychology, is we tend to relate what a person means to us based on what they say and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, after going through those three books, I could hardly wait for you to be a guest on this show today.
Oh,
because,
thank you. I couldn't wait to be a guest.
You know, because I have to say that your personality, as it comes across in an interview, is exactly the same way it comes across in the books. And I think it's very healing energy. So I really want to acknowledge you for bringing what you do to the world.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Wow.
Well, we're almost at the end here, but before we end the interview, I want to give you a chance to give the listening audience your contact information, and if you have any last thought that you would like to share.
Absolutely. I don't have a website for my pain group yet. I haven't put together that. But you can reach me personally at grannyfrog521@aol.com. That's grannyfrog521@aol.com. And I will answer all emails. My books, you can check out my website at www.youregonnalaugh, that's Y-O-U-R-E, gonna, G-O-N-N-A-L-A-U-G-H, tateauthor.com. That's my personal website. And what else did you need to know?
If there was any last thought that you wanted to leave with.
Absolutely. My favorite one is we all at some point are going to have pain, but we don't have to be a pain.
Mm.
Pain versus suffering. Pain is inevitable at some point in our lives, even if it's just stubbing your toe. But we don't have to suffer, and we don't have to make everyone around us suffer. I've been there, done that. When I was in pain, I wanted everyone to suffer along with me, and not anymore. I can have my pain and deal with it and go about my business with a smile and a good sense of humor, and it does break the cycle of pain when you can have a sense of humor and laugh at the world.
I think that's an excellent note to end on. And I just want to encourage anyone in the listening audience to please follow up with Sandy, whether you call her, email her, get her books. Again, those three books, they're very uplifting. So, Sandy, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you. It was an honor. Thank you so much for having me, Ellen. Really appreciate it.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And before I end the show today, I'd like to talk with you all a little bit about something that actually is related, and it is in a certain way also related to self-esteem. And it's something that's called silent inflammation. And silent inflammation is related to a condition called leaky gut. And basically what leaky gut is all about is that the lining of your intestines becomes thinned out for a variety of reasons. One can be toxins and chemicals. Another could be an absence of the beneficial flora. And another can be drinking alcohol and caffeine and eating sugar. When this happens, you get little breaks in your intestinal lining. And the food particles and toxins enter your bloodstream and they're not supposed to be there. So what happens is your body's immune system mounts an attack against those things, and in a sense, it actually mounts an attack against you and your body. And the result is what's called silent inflammation. So my life-changing tip of the week for today is don't discount how much damage or harm you could be doing to yourself by eating sugar, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and generally just not taking care of yourself. Your overall body health can be affected by just one or two bad habits that go on for an extended period of time. I want to thank you all for listening in today. I want to wish you a wonderful day, a joyful week, and invite you to listen to next week's show next Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.